Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I had my stroke when I was teaching. I felt and heard a pop in my brain, and I did not know what a stroke was. So I was clueless about what was happening to me. I used to go out with my friends. I would travel, you know, I would go down and visit my family. I had a full life. And then my stroke happened, and I was told that I probably will never walk and probably never teach again. And that was really devastating, to go from 1 second to be moving and like a normal person to all of a sudden not being able to move my right side of my body. It was, for many years, I worked so hard because I was like, I'm gonna have a full recovery. I have to have a full recovery because I want to go back to teaching. And then I learned that a stroke recovery is not linear, and that you take 2 steps forward and then 2 steps back. My family did not understand what I was going through, and it was just so hard to articulate to them what I was experiencing. So 4 years, I dealt with my stroke alone, which was really hard, really hard. And one day I came across this poem called The Storm.
Hello, Mark Goodyear here. Welcome to the new season of Stroke Stories. It's the podcast that seeks out and hears from stroke survivors. In this first episode, we hear from Leanne Sung Walton, who lives in New York City. Leanne suffered a stroke at the age of 44.
I was an incredibly active person. I had a 9-to-5 job. I worked in television. I worked for the Rachel Ray Show and the Drew Barrymore Show. And my side interest was yoga. My life was yoga. And I did trainings. And then one day I was like taking a class and thinking, I could do this. I can teach yoga. And so I started teaching. And I found a place that my style really resonated with my students, and my following grew and grew and grew. And, you know, I kept getting classes, and I didn't have the ability to say no. So basically, towards the end, I had 2 full-time jobs, and they don't know why I had a stroke. I think in my case, it was probably I took on too much because I was never sick. I think the worst thing that ever happened to me was I had my wisdom teeth pulled. So I had my stroke when I was teaching. I felt and heard a pop in my brain, and I did not know what a stroke was. So I was clueless about what was happening to me. But I used to go out with my friends. I would travel, you know, I would go down and visit my family. I had a full life. And then my stroke happened, and I was told that I probably will never walk and probably never teach again. And that was really devastating to go from 1 second to be moving and like a normal person to all of a sudden not being able to move my right side of my body. And in the beginning, I had a lot of cognitive issues where there were just gaps in my memory. When people would ask me, my doctors would ask me questions, I knew the answer, but I couldn't vocalize it. I was a typical New Yorker. I was a mover and a shaker. I'd go to London for a long weekend, and then I'd go back and I worked my 40 hours for my day job, and then I would go teach like 18 classes a week.
Leanne suffered from a hemorrhagic stroke in her basal ganglia.
Which affected the left side of my brain. So my right side is affected. And it was for many years, I worked so hard because I was like, I'm going to have a full recovery. I have to have a full recovery because I want to go back to teaching. And then I learned that a stroke recovery is not linear and that you take 2 steps forward and then 2 steps back. And my deficits, they constantly fluctuate. I have stroke pain, numbness on the right side of my face, my right side of my lips, they're numb as well. So if I talk a lot, I start to lose my speech. I deal with spasticity, tremors, and a weakness in my right leg. So then, because I think my family did not understand what I was going through. And it was just so hard to articulate to them what I was experiencing. So, 4 years, I dealt with my stroke alone, which was really hard, really hard. And one day, I came across this poem called The Storm. And it talks about, when you're thrown into a storm, it rages around you and you fight it, which I was fighting my stroke, and the more you fight your storm, you get angry. But the poem talks about that you can't do anything about your storm. Like I couldn't do anything about my stroke. But what I could do was control how I responded to my stroke. And so that's when I learned my power and that I decided that I'm not going to be a stroke victim, but a stroke warrior. Because stroke survivors, we deal every day with things that normal people do not. It's a constant, every day I have to find meaning in my life. And what I decided to do was I wrote a book called Every Stroke Survivor Has a Warrior Within. And then I started my own nonprofit because I didn't like the American Stroke Association because they reached out to me. They wanted to share my story. And, when they wrote my story and they gave it back to me, and then they said, she's back to teaching yoga and she's fully recovered. And I'm like, what? No, I'm not fully recovered. I am not back to 100%. And you have to change my article because that is not true. I did go back to teaching yoga. I lasted 2 months, but there are too many limitations for me. I realized that. Most of the stories that the American Stroke Association publishes is that everybody seems to have a happy ending. And I'm like, well, how about all the people who don't have necessarily the happy ending? I have a fiery personality. And I was like, no, that is not right. And I'm going to start my own nonprofit and really show and educate people and other stroke survivors that sometimes we don't get the happy ending. And when I was discharged from acute rehab, I was told, you have a challenging journey ahead of you. Good luck. I'm like, that's it? That's all that you're going to give me? So all of a sudden, 6 months into my stroke, I started having horrible tremors in my arm and pain. And I'm like, I was literally improving. And then all of a sudden, this crops up. And I had to do my own research about what was happening to me. And then trying to find a doctor who could help me. And it made me mad and really frustrated. So my nonprofit, I try to offer a lot of literature about strokes and the impact of strokes. And I started a support group every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think it's really vital to have a strong support system for stroke survivors, but for us to talk to each other because we understand what we're going through.
Coming up, Leanne talks about the stroke's impact on her identity.
This has been the most challenging thing that I have ever faced in my life. And I've had to rediscover and redefine myself, because before my stroke, I was a yogi. That's what I defined myself as. And then when you lose that identity and lose so much, I had to find who the new Leanne was.
And she talks about caregivers and loved ones setting boundaries.
You also need to create a little bit of a boundary and give yourself some time to be you and live your life and try to enjoy it, but try to also be there for a stroke warrior.
Let's hear how Leanne continues to progress in her recovery.
I am an enigma for my doctor, because I'm 5 years post-stroke. And, you know, I told him that it's either I gain something, and then a couple months later, I don't have it anymore, you know, or something new crops up. And I don't understand, like, why this keeps happening, especially after 5 years. Like, wouldn't you think that I would plateau? In my case, no. So every day I wake up and I wonder, I'm like, okay, what am I going to be able to not be able to do? Or what new thing is cropping up? I got to the point where I was walking like 6 miles a day. And there I have had a recent setback where all of a sudden my tremors move down into my leg and it makes it hard to walk. Yesterday, I saw my doctor. He gave me Botox in my arm and is hoping that Botox eventually goes down into my leg and helps the tremor. And I can get back on track and get where I was with walking. But I walk with a limp. Now it's like I'm not able to straighten my leg. I think it's because of the tremors. But, you know, I take my stroke one day at a time. And some days I'm really brave. I am a warrior. And then there are other days where I'm not, where it is very frustrating. And I do have to say, this has been the most challenging thing that I have ever faced in my life. And I've had to rediscover and redefine myself, because Before my stroke, I was a yogi. That's what I define myself as. And then when you lose that identity and lose so much, I had to find who the new Leanne was and what my purpose was. Because so many people said, you know, Leanne, I mean, technically, I should be dead. But they say that you survived your stroke for a reason. And for a while, I was like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Why am I here? And I think it's to help other stroke survivors.
And finally, Leanne's advice for stroke survivors, their caregivers, and their loved ones.
What I tell my followers is give yourself grace. On the days that you struggle, reach out to another survivor, because that really helps. But it's the thing that brings me out of my darkness is to focus on gratitude and what you're grateful for, and to never give up. Keep going. That myth of, oh, you only have a year for recovery is a myth. People can and do keep on recovering years after their stroke, and to don't lose hope, because anything is possible. And, you know, I became estranged with my family, and I've been trying to mend that. And I said, what I want us to do is I want us to have a healthy communication, but I want you guys to really understand what my life is like, and, you know, to be there for me when I need you. But I know that you can't be there for me all the time because they live in different places. But I also know for family members and caregivers, that is, it's also a strain on them, because, you know, to watch a loved one go through all these things and to get on that emotional roller coaster ride with your loved one, you know, it's a lot. It's really a lot to handle for the caregiver. And I tell caregivers, you also have to take care of yourself, you know, or you're going to burn out. So you also need to create a little bit of a boundary and give yourself some time to be you and live your life and try to enjoy it, but try to also be there for a stroke warrior.
Before her stroke, Leanne was an extremely busy person. She worked a 40-hour week, and on top of that was a fully booked yoga instructor. Following her stroke, she's had to make changes to her life, but is recovering well and dedicating her time to helping other survivors. Thank you again for supporting Stroke Stories. Please do subscribe to our podcast on your preferred provider, and please do rate and comment on the episode you hear to help us spread the word. And if you are or you know of a stroke survivor and there's a stroke story you'd like to share with us, please contact us via X or Instagram. Our DMs are always open. The Stroke Stories podcast was produced by Aidan Judd. I'm Mark Goodyear. Thank you for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.